Hello and welcome to Lesson 3, Getting Started with Authentication in Mobile Services. Let's recap what we have done in previous lessons before moving forward. In the first lesson, we set up the backend infrastructure using SQL databases. In the second lesson, we set up database triggers using Node.js. The next major task is to set up the required authentication mechanisms. We'll explore this topic in detail in this lesson. In this lesson, you will learn how to authenticate users for your SportsWiki app in Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. You add authentication to the Quick Start project using an identity provider that is supported by mobile services. For authentication in mobile services, you need to register your app for authentication and configure mobile services. Restrict permissions to authenticated users. Add authentication to the app. Use scripts to authorize users in mobile services. The first step for authentication in mobile services is to register the app for authentication and configure mobile services. In this section, you will learn to register your SportsWiki app with an identity provider to authenticate users. You will also register the provider-generated client secret with Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Active Directory are some of the built-in support for different third-party identity providers, which is provided by Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. To register your app for authentication, you need to first log on to Microsoft Azure Management Portal. Click Mobile Services and then click SportsWiki. Now, click the Dashboard tab and make a note of the mobile service URL. Remember, you need to provide this mobile service URL to the identity provider when you register your app. You will now choose an identity provider. Microsoft Azure Mobile Services has built-in support for various identity providers such as Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. For the purposes of our scenario, we will use Google. In this step, you will register your SportsWiki app with Google to authenticate with Microsoft Azure Mobile Services. To register your SportsWiki app using a Google login, you must have a Google account with a verified email address. Now, let us see how to register your app for Google login with mobile services. To register your app for Google authentication, go to https://code.google.com/apis/console/. Sign in with your Google account details. This displays the Google Developers Console page. Click Go Back to return to Google APIs page. Now, click Create Project. In the Google APIs window, click API Access and then click Create an OAuth 2.0 Client ID. This will display the Create Client ID window. In this window, type your product name in the product name field and then click Next. This will display the client ID settings. In the application type, leave the default web application as it is. In your site or host name, remove the example URL and insert your mobile service URL and then click More Options. This will generate and replace the URL in authorized redirect URLs. In the generated URL path, replace the last part, that is OAuth2 callback with login/Google. Click Create Client ID. You are now ready to use a Google login for authentication in SportsWiki app by providing the client ID and client secret values to mobile services. In Client ID for Web Applications field, copy the client ID. Open the Microsoft Azure Management Portal and click the Identity tab. Under Google Settings, paste the copied client ID values in client ID field. Go back to Google APIs page and copy the client secret. Go back to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. Under Google Settings, paste the copied client secret values in client secret field. Click Save and then click Yes to save your changes. This will configure your mobile service and SportsWiki app to work with Google Authentication. Now, we move on to the next step, which is restricting permissions to authenticated users. Now, let us learn how to restrict permissions. You can restrict access to the app by setting permissions that will allow only authenticated users to access the SportsWiki app database. To set permissions to your app for authenticated users, in the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, click SportsWiki Mobile Service and then click the Data tab. Click the Updated underscore News table. In Updated underscore News, click the Permissions tab and set all permissions to only authenticated users. And then click Save. Remember, restricting permission ensures that only the authenticated users have permission to perform all operations in the updated underscore news table. Now, we move on to the next step, which is adding authentication to the app. Now, let us learn how to add authentication to the app. You need to add authentication to the app to complete the authentication process in mobile services. To do this, first open the Eclipse workspace. In the Package Explorer pane, open the Edit News Activity.java file and add the following import statements. Also add the method authenticate after onCreate method in the EditNewsActivity class. Remember, this creates a new method to handle the authentication process. The user is authenticated using a Google login. A dialog displays the ID of the authenticated user. You cannot proceed without valid authentication. In the onCreate method, add the following line of code, that is, authenticate, open, and close parentheses, semicolon, after the code that instantiates the mobile service client object. This code will call the authentication process. Click Save. To run the SportsWiki app, right-click SportsWiki, click Run As, and then click Android application to start the emulator. This will open Android emulator. Unlock the Android emulator. You will see news listings. Click the news to see the news description. This displays the news description page. In the news description page, click the edit icon to edit the news. This displays the Google authentication page. Note that we need to authenticate with Google before we can make edits. So, provide your Google credentials and click Sign In and then click Accept in the emulator to accept the terms of service and privacy policies. Remember, user authentication is a one-time activity. The next time the user clicks on the edit icon, the user will be directly routed to the news description edit page without authentication. You have now authenticated your SportsWiki app. Now, we move on to the next step, which is using scripts to authorize users in mobile services. Now, let us use scripts to authorize users in mobile services. In this section, you will learn how to use server scripts to authorize authenticated users and allow them to access data in Microsoft Azure Mobile Services from an Android app. You register scripts with mobile services to filter queries based on the user ID of an authenticated user and allow each user to access only their own data. you need to first register scripts for the operations against the updated underscore news table. To register scripts, log on to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. Click Mobile Services and then click SportsWiki app. On the portal, click the Data tab and then click the updated underscore news table. In updated underscore news, click Script tab. This displays the script page. In the script page, leave the default insert operation in the operation list. In the insert operation script, replace item.created is equal to new date open and close parentheses semicolon with item.user id is equal to user.user id semicolon. This script adds a user ID value to the item, which is the user ID of the authenticated user, before it is inserted into the updated underscore news table. Click Save to save your changes. Now, in the operation list, select the read operation and insert the following script. This script filters the returned updated underscore news objects so that users only receive the items they have inserted. Click Save to save your changes. You have now set up scripts for insert and read operations against the updated underscore news table. Finally, we come to the last major task of this lesson, which is testing our app. So far, we have set all the required authentication features. Now, let us test the SportsWiki app. The last step is to test your app to verify if the newly added item has an associated user ID value. Let us now test the app. Open Eclipse. Right-click the SportsWiki app. Click Run As. And then click Android Application. This will display the Android emulator. And the SportsWiki app will open automatically. You will see the news listings. Click the news to see the description. This will display the news description page. Click the edit icon to edit the description. In the edit page, type the editor name. In this case, type Smith. Also, if required, you can edit the existing text in the edit the news and news body fields. Click the check mark to submit the edited news. This will insert both the text and the user ID in the updated underscore news table in the mobile service. Since the new item has the correct user ID value, it is returned by the mobile service and displayed in the user ID column. Go back to the Microsoft Azure portal and open the updated underscore news table. In the Browse tab, you can verify that each new item has an associated user ID value. Remember, there are items already in the updated underscore news table. No items are returned. This happens because previous items were inserted without the user ID column and have null values. You have successfully tested the app. This is the end of lesson 3, getting started with the authentication in mobile services. This brings us to the end of lesson 3. Let us quickly recap what we covered. In this lesson, you learned how to set up authentication mechanisms for an app. What were the steps involved? First, we set up a Google login. Then, we added authentication and restricted permissions. Finally, we used scripts to authorize users and then tested our app. Thanks for watching. In the next lesson, you will learn how to work with push notifications. Stay tuned.